Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Kirk hates any rapper screaming baby Sidney's teeth with 50 as a top or hurdles in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause God loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name's Doug, and I love movies, and this is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater, the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, as it's also known, in Los Angeles, on Tuesday, November 13th, 2 Oceans 12. As you know, Doug Loves Movies has been the lead-in to Comedy Bang Bang, the very popular stand-up show here at UCB, every Tuesday night. And I am sad to say that Comedy Bang Bang will be ending its run here in three shows. There's the show tonight, which many of you are going to stay for, I assume. And then next week, and then the week after. And then one more show, which is going to be, yeah, Comedy Bang Bang's going to go out with a bang bang with the Comedy Bang Bang Nativity Pageant on December 4th here in Los Angeles at the Montalban Theater, where all the seats are made of Corinthian leather. And I'm sure it may already be sold out, but if you don't have tickets yet, it's an amazing lineup, like all the great comics that have been on Comedy Bang Bang over the years. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, will continue to go on. It just won't be a live stand-up show every week. And Doug Loves Movies, I don't know how that's going to affect this show, but I'm pretty sure it will go on as well. Now, from the corrections department, I called Paranormal Activity the granddaddy of found footage movies, and three or four people lost their shit. and they are right that dubious honor should actually go to the Blair Witch Project or Sex Lies and Videotape. I'm doing stand-up in San Diego at the American Comedy Company on Wednesday, November 21st. Celebrate Thanksgiving Eve with me and Brian Redband from Death Squad, Powerful Son. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the North American box office is Skyfall. The number two movie is Wreck-It Ralph. Even though I love James Bond movies and I liked this one, Wreck-It Ralph is much more fun and has more candy in it. So watch Wreck-It Ralph, not Skyfall. This has been Watch This, Not That. Like, that's going to hurt Skyfall's box office. It's made $3 billion worldwide already. I'm taping Doug Loves Movies in New York City one last time this year at the Gramercy Theater on November 26th. And so please come out to that if you're in the area. And tonight, one of my guests is the winner of the fake trailer I Dream of Siri contest that I had last summer. And he got to pick who else would be on the program with him. And I have the prize bag includes CDs and a book by our guests and a copy of Scanners, the great motion picture where really only one dude's head explodes. And yet then they made a bunch of sequels where nobody ever exploded. And it was bullshit. And a Tito's Handmade Vodka hat. And, of course, finally I've gotten rid of all of these now. Death Nurse. Another copy of Death Nurse. And my CD, Smug Life. And a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. And a Doug Loves Movies button contributed by someone in Phoenix who I've already forgotten their name. But they made these cute Doug Loves Movies buttons that I'll be giving out over the next few weeks. Get ready, guests back there. Are you ready? Everybody, please welcome contest winner Carl Jensen IV, along with his favorites, Jen Kirkman, Paul F. Tompkins, and Pete Holmes. Really, Pete?
You have to sit right next to me. You have to sit right there.
I always like to sit next to you, Doug.
Oh, what a good photograph.
Shut up, Pete. Carl Jensen is here, and he brought... Carl, what is the story with this? Why do I look like...
That looks like a warning on a cigarette package.
It's from Goonies. It's from...
Well...
That would make me never smoke ever
again. I thought
that
the movie reference would be the Goonies, though, is what that looks like. Or it also looks like a decapitated head.
It looks like back in the 80s when they tried to make decapitated heads, the technology wasn't quite there. You know what I'm talking about? It also looks like you drew it with your foot. Anybody else have any riffs about
the picture?
So
you drew this, Carl?
I did draw it.
Yeah, so you're...
I feel like he's saying your teeth are crowded.
That's my main
check them out. Look
complaint.
At them. My teeth are going nuts in there.
It's like British.
It's
stuff.
A really accurate.
I love film.
Have you tried drawing with your right hand?
Paul, you're so far away.
You make sloth angry.
Why would he draw you a sloth?
Is that what you
I think he tried to draw an accurate depiction
it was,
of
it was
me.
A semi-blind contour drawing.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Okay. I thought it was a mostly blind contour drawing, and that's where I got confused.
Never.
It was a semi-blind kind of drawing, which is one of my favorite songs by that band.
Third Eye Semi-Blind Drawing?
Third Eye Blind. Third Eye Blind.
We almost
so we have off. A copy of Pete Holmes impregnated with wonder.
Yay.
Yeah, we got a copy of that. We got... That's been around a while, so I'm not that excited about
that's
it. But
exciting.
Just hot off the presses, the latest Paul F. Tompkins joint.
That's right. That's right, Doug. H off the P.
Laboring Under Delusions. What does that cover remind you of, Pete?
Give me the CD.
The cover, yeah.
What it does. Was the name it does of have the a CD kind of... you recorded? Next to the Peachtree Dance.
I hope he sees it. I hope Daniel Day-Lewis sees that.
Oh my God, I hope he does
I
too.
I hope he has fond memories of our time together on screen.
Who are you?
What if I saw Daniel Day-Lewis somewhere and he got all excited like, look who it is! What are you doing here?
You've described every dream I have. Hello, Doug.
Jen Kirkman brought this thing that backstage we were all amazed that such a thing exists.
Okay, it's called...
She made it's a twernal. It's a book of tweets by her and responses to tweets by her, like at replies. It's a fucking book. Like, it's
yeah, you thick. Anyone can get it made. It's $30, which as I say it out loud, I realize it might seem steep. But somebody tweeted that they'd made one, and I went to this thing, and it makes it... I did it last year, and it made them... It collected all of them from December to March.
I would think this would only be of interest to people who don't have access to Twitter.
Oh, it's not of interest to anyone, but I forgot my CDs.
You just deliver them in Amish country?
But that's kind of different.
With the phone book.
That's kind of different.
I thought your tweets would be in red font, like Jesus.
You see all those kids from you see all those Rumspringer kids going home with copies of these. Very excited.
And the at replies, that's not.
I
that's,
forgot about that. And that there's Bibles where everything Jesus says is in red. Like, you're going to sit there reading the Bible, and you see the red type, and you're like, whoa, I better pay attention. I better sit up straight.
I started not off until shit got red all of a sudden.
Here's a classic tweet from January 22nd. At 5:22 p.m., quote, what's Twitter? Dash, someone who isn't a narcissist, meaning they said that. So that's some fun stuff.
That's the best you could pick out of the whole...
Well, that was the first I could pick
what's
out.
The, okay. What's the Library of Congress number on that book?
And there's a map of Israel in the back.
Oh, I drew that.
Oh, forward by David Foster Wallace. Good get. Good get. It was the last thing he wrote.
Why don't I own this?
Wait, no, don't read them out loud. I think I don't want to give this away anymore. I feel like I saw some stuff that's private.
Some DMs got in there by accident?
Yeah, I think some DMs got in by
mistake. Oh, some DMs are in there.
I know, I'm just kidding.
And Carl also brought a copy of the Motion Picture Scanners. Are you a big fan of Scanners?
I've never seen it, and I bought that years ago.
I'm sure it's terrific.
It's all right.
Scanners?
The trailer traumatized me as a child.
That one guy blows up pretty early on, but...
I went to see, with my older sister took me to see Charlie Chan in The Curse of the Dragon Queen, starring two non-Asian actors as Asian characters.
Mm-hmm. Peter Ustinov and somebody else?
Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica.
The original series.
And beforehand, there was a trailer for Scanners where a gentleman's head explodes. And that's not the kind of movie that they should be advertising before, this dumb family movie. And my sister was very upset and spoke to the manager.
Really?
Yes.
I love that.
It was the first time I ever heard the word inappropriate.
But not the last time.
I imagine being in comedy, you hear the word inappropriate a lot, am I right?
You are right.
That's Jen Kirkman, everybody. Jen Kirkman is here. Always a delight to have you here. I can't wait to read your twernal. And
let's stop saying that.
Have you been to the
twernal? I will play. What? It's the holidays.
Have you read
that? Not yet. What are you, Target?
Have you read the? Have you read the Twiary of Dan Frank? I'm so sorry.
What? It's the holidays.
Twiary of Anne Frank.
Is this Casablanca? Casablanca. I'm playing the game already. Did I win?
She had a lot of Instagram pictures of dark rooms. Where you couldn't really make out anything.
Don't like
and
it.
And the caption just said, shh.
Hashtag, shh. Shoe is trending, my Fuhrer.
That's...
It's not going to get any better. You guys have been great. Good night. Denver, yeah!
I'd be so happy if you really left.
I like that you said he won a contest and he made a list of his favorites, mm-hmm. and we were the ones that were available.
Well, I made a few calls. I couldn't get Slash. Slash didn't want to appear.
Slash didn't want to do it.
And Kumail got some sort of last minute acting job.
Oh, my God. I have to do it. I have to. I'm sorry. Doug, I'm so sorry. Judd Apatow, I have to dance. You know this business, it's a dance, and I have to dance! Seriously, though, let's smoke some weed sometime.
So as I was saying, Jen Kirkman, have you been to the cinemas lately? Or
I haven't seen a movie in a year.
Whole year with no
I'm
movies?
Yeah, I'm not big into movies, and I
Did
work
Did you get a
lot.
Chip for that?
Keep not coming back.
Because you're worth it.
Nobody's in fucking 12-step.
We're not, but you don't even get the jokes. You fucking people don't have friends in 12-step.
People drinking iced tea out of Colt 45 bottles in here.
No, I think the last movie I saw in the theater was... I think it was over a year ago, and I don't even know what it was.
You've Got Mail?
If I saw a list... No, but it was probably something... If I saw a list of movies that came out in, like, 2010 or 11, I'd probably...
I feel Who's like on that list?
I
Give me that
like
list.
The same
yeah,
movie.
Can we get a list for Jen to look
you
at?
You know what I'm going to say? I've said this on the show before, but I feel like I gave everyone a year and a half to see it. That wonderful movie with Bill Murray and the older guy that directs his own stuff and he should have won an Oscar. And his he threw himself his own funeral. Get Low. I told you last time
I was here to see it.
It's a good fucking movie. Yeah, so you can see every movie you want in the theater.
Get Low.
I know, but you can see every movie you want in the theater, but that's going to be the best movie you're going to see.
I got to go see a new boring Bill Murray movie where he plays Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
No, this one's not boring. I don't remember what I saw. I'll think about it. I should have thought about it before I got here, but I'll think about it. I'll let you know.
Who's the guy in Get Low that dies?
Robert Duvall. Thank you, Robert Duvall.
Well, don't you ruin the end.
It's time for me to get low.
That's all I remember from that movie.
Is time that to get low. Robert Duvall impression?
Yeah, it's my it's first try.
Yeah, getting low means being buried.
Yeah.
No, getting low means getting right, getting straight, getting honest.
Oh, okay.
And also, I think it also means getting buried.
I think it means...
I heard it means pot.
I got really low before the show tonight.
I do have a funny quick story about pot and movies.
Oh, right. That's right up my alley.
Both of them.
Years ago...
Both ends of
both
your alley.
Both of my alleys are covered.
Years ago, when Walk the Line was in the theaters...
you haven't been out in a while.
Well, no, this
I was watching Tremors on Laserdisc.
No. It's not about that.
Because
it came out on DVD or something.
I walked the line.
Forget it. It came out.
Tell it. I was just giving some backdrop, oh, okay. Like we played a clip.
It came out on DVD. It came out on DVD. We were watching it at my sister's house on Christmas. I was back home with the family. My parents love Johnny Cash and all the music of that era, as people do. And my sister jokingly said to my mother, "I heard Get Rhythm, which is one of his songs, means smoke pot when you're feeling blue." She was kidding. And my mother goes, "Stop telling me about everyone who was on drugs. Now I don't like that song, and you have to remind me all the time. This whole movie is about drugs. I didn't know they were on drugs when the music was out. Stop it." And she went in the kitchen and just sobbed. And that was our Christmas.
Can I come for Thanksgiving? I want to tell her about Puff the Magic Dragon.
We don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but...
Don't ruin that song.
You don't celebrate Thanksgiving?
Well, my families are older, and I haven't been back east in 12 years.
Wait, no, old people fucking love Thanksgiving.
Yeah, why,
dinner
that's
at
not
4
an
o'clock,
excuse,
that's
old
their
people.
Jam. I've been telling you this is the goddamn shit all year.
Not
Did
my
you tell
parents.
Him to cut my mic? Give me a cup of weak tea and some family tension, and red wine on an empty stomach. I love Thanksgiving.
We couldn't hear it. It wasn't loud enough. We just got the car horn.
What does that mean?
It's the Rory Scovel Memorial car horn. You know that commercial he's in where every time you go too far, a car horn goes off?
Yes.
I told them when Pete starts going off about something that has nothing to do with Doug or love or movies, then hit that car horn, and he just did it, but nobody heard it because that's how loud you are.
That's my new album, Louder Than a Car Horn.
Time for me to get low.
Is it getting worse? I feel like it's getting worse.
What kind of? I'm bringing.
I saw Iron Man.
Wait a second! You've already told. You got to tell a movie story.
Oh, I just wanted to. I think that was the last movie I saw was the Iron Man, the one that was not the newest one.
Iron Man 2.
That's the last movie I saw in the theater.
The original title was Iron Man, not the one that's the newest one.
That's Paul F. Tompkins, everybody.
Hi,
Paul is here.
Yeah.
You must have seen Skyfall already.
Skyfall.
Falling from the sky.
I did see Skyfall. I very much enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
It was very entertaining.
But
there were a couple of things that I wasn't crazy
too
about.
Much dench.
Way too much
a little
dench.
Too much dench.
It was really denchy.
But this was like, apparently she's not going to be in them anymore because she's losing her eyesight.
Oh.
Yeah. So, spoiler, everyone.
Well, but...
Spoiler no, for a movie
no,
of life.
Spoiler.
M isn't losing her eyesight. In fact, there's a scene in the movie where she's eating carrots.
Yeah, that's right. And she says, "Oh, yeah, I saw you coming from a mile away. I have perfect eyesight." But then also, how great does her eyesight need to be for a job where she just sits in a chair and says, "I'm not happy with what's going on here."
Wait, Judy Dench is losing her eyesight?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. But the character M, she's in charge of the Department of Bad Decisions, and she makes them throughout the movie at every possible turn.
Everyone
is
constantly...
And she's in it too much.
In the James Bond world, everyone is constantly accusing each other of wild incompetence. Like, everybody's like, "You're not doing the right thing. You're not doing the right thing. We stink."
It's like the Senate with guns.
Yeah. Well, how much? But doesn't James Bond get any credit for always pulling it out?
Yeah. Always.
Like
yeah.
It's like, okay, remember last time you told me I was a crazy lunatic who didn't know what he was doing? What happened?
Yeah.
Like I did the right right? And everyone's still alive.
I don't
like,
know
why. Like the planet's not a cinder.
That is the best point I've ever heard in my life.
M has the worst attitude considering how many times he's saved the world.
They got the memory.
She's always just like, oh, Bond. Why do you always have these crazy ideas that turn out to be so accurate?
You're a violent sociopath.
Yeah, that's right.
And unlike some spies, he doesn't sleep with his biographer. Am I right, everybody? Political.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not everyone agrees that you were right. Most people do, but we're a divided nation.
I know he's a spy master, but whatever.
Even if you like the movie, can we agree we need to get rid of the opening sequence where it's like, Sky, oh!
No, that was great.
But it didn't
have the sexy ladies.
There's
in it,
no
though.
Sexy ladies. Fuck
so
it. It's
why
stupid.
Do we have to sit there for 3 minutes? It's like watching the end credits first.
I like looking at. You don't like looking at blood anemones?
And also that first scene, isn't it like 27 minutes before they finally get to the credits?
It's true.
And 70 minutes I read somewhere before Javier Bardem shows up in the movie.
Yeah.
The villain is introduced 70 minutes in.
And
that's excessive.
There was a full-on ad for T-Mobile right in the middle of the movie. That girl on the motorcycle shows up. And
she
she's
does?
Like, nice motorcycle. And then she and James Bond have a discussion about T-Mobile plans and rates that goes on for, I swear to God, what felt like 15 minutes.
Oh, I wish the Sprint guy showed up and just went, can you hear me now? But like said it differently. So it was like more for a movie.
Can I say a legitimate complaint I had with Skyfall was that the jokes in the movie are really not funny.
No, yeah, they're
like,
bad.
Like, really not funny. And they try to do some classic James Bond, like, double entendres that don't work at all. And then there was one where there's a scene where James Bond has a fight in some water. And then he gets out of the water. Spoiler, he wins the fight. And then so he shows up and somebody says, what took you so long? And he goes, I got into some deep water. As if it's a play on words, which it is not.
No.
That's not an expression.
Yeah. Where were you? Up to my ankles in water. I'm a pretty clever, sophisticated character.
I was having an underwater fist fight, if you know what I mean.
Even if he said I was making waves. You know, that's
something. Yeah, I know. That's lame, but at least it's a play on something.
I didn't think it was lame at all.
The car chase where the girl knocks her left side view mirror off. James Bond goes, well, you were, you weren't using that anyway. And then
that's as clever as it got.
And then she intentionally knocks off the other one for a laugh in the middle of a life and death chase.
Let me ask you, did the rest of the audience laugh during I was in the water and you weren't going to use that anyway?
No, they didn't laugh.
Okay, so
there were a couple people that laughed.
Too hard.
That's who we eat in Armageddon.
But it was like that laugh. The laughter had an instant drop off when they realized they should not have laughed.
I'm alone on this.
They went, ooh.
Ow.
Honey, don't laugh at bad jokes. It's just me.
There's also the end where
I sat in a spotlight during the movie, facing the audience.
Wait. Carl Jensen, everybody.
With a sign that said, I'm a comedian.
Carl Jensen has something to say.
Also, the end.
Our esteemed guest.
Where it was. Just
listen, we're almost out of time.
Home Alone.
I got to introduce Pete Holmes.
Pete Holmes, everybody.
Pete Holmes, yeah. Nice pull, Carl.
No, I'll be here for you, Carl.
Thank you.
Okay, tell us the story.
No.
Oh, no, not here for you anymore, Carl. I love a Carl with a K.
Yeah, I wish I was
Carl with a C.
Where's that goddamn car horn? All right, so Carl, what were you going to say?
Carl Spackler, Caddyshack. That's a movie and a character that I know. Thank you.
And you won the game.
Well done, Jen.
I was also going to mention, Pete.
Oh.
I'm talking to you.
Hey, Carl.
How at the end it was basically turned into Home Alone.
Which movie?
Where in Skyfall, where he's like, they're booby-trapping the house.
Oh, I hated it so much. I hated the whole movie. I have no argument other than it didn't do it for me at all.
It was the ending is Home Alone meets Straw Dogs.
Yeah, it was stupid. It was stupid. Hey, old man, wake up from your nap. We have to kill the helicopter. Okay, fuck you.
Fuck this waste of time. There's a secret tunnel. Will that come into play? Fuck you. Judi Dench, fuck you.
It is pretty amazingly consistent how the gadgets that that Q gives to Bond are exactly the gadgets yeah. that will help him.
For one like,
he
situation.
Should have the wrong fucking gadget in yeah. one yeah. movie. Like, well, this didn't really do help at all.
Well, the only...
Well, this ejector seat didn't come in handy because the bad guy's sitting behind me.
The one gadget that he had in the movie was stupid, and when he used it, it was stupid, and it was stupid. And the villain wasn't bad enough. What did he do that was that bad? Have excellent taste in clothing? Fuck that movie.
You thought that was excellent taste?
You look
that
great.
That outfit? You
Javier
like that?
Javier Bardem? Yeah.
I think we should go to Orvieto.
Not bad.
Oh, I saw...
we drink some
I
water.
Saw Eat, Pray, Love on a plane. That's another movie I saw. And my friend saw 28 Hotels. She said it's really good. So that's a movie you should see.
She's Lady Me. Where's her car horn?
I don't want no motherfucking eating or praying. Or what's the third one?
Love.
Loving.
You could do that on a plane.
That's all you seem to do.
Right?
What's Zeppelin. Eating, praying, loving.
Oh, she's just a woman.
We could drink
Is
some
Is that
wine.
Right?
Why am I bothering?
I don't know.
Perhaps the three of us could make love.
I just want to sing Led Zeppelin songs now.
I find you very beautiful.
Who is that?
I'm trying to do Javier Bardem.
It sounds like Dracula.
What if he's...
actually, it sounds like Count Chocula.
Would you like to hang out with my friend Yummy Mummy?
Yummy Mummy!
Yeah, who pulls Yummy Mummy?
Nobody.
That's why you have
Blueberry
me back.
Blueberry or Frankenberry.
Blueberry is too hack.
Yummy Mummy.
Yummy Mummy was available for like 2 weekends in New Hampshire only.
Hey guys, what about Fruit Brute? References.
We go to Orvieto. Maybe the three of us make love.
What if he is a terrible actor in his native tongue? What if he's only a great actor in English?
Maria Elena, please.
That's a high possibility.
It's a high possibility?
Yeah, I feel like some people just do it better. And forget it. I don't know.
Fuck that movie.
I want to win
some
this fucking thing today.
Some people do.
Jason Bourne is so much better than James Bond. James Bond.
You were singing The Spy Who Loved Me, which is a James Bond song.
That's right. The most shoehorned lyric in all
it
of...
It makes no sense with the rest of the
standing
song.
Standing above me, the spy who loved me.
It makes no sense.
Is keeping all my secrets safe tonight.
Nobody does it.
Can I tell you a funny joke you can tell if you see the movie Argo? This will work.
Let's go down.
This is exactly what we need on this show.
Let's go down the line. We'll all do our Argo jokes.
Okay, Carl, you can go last.
Perfect. I'm just saying.
Pete, Argo joke. Go.
I'm saying if you see Argo at the end of the movie, I'm not going to tell you what's happening, but they're on a plane.
It is based on a true story that
I know
everyone,
you can
everyone
look it up.
Knows the ending.
There's spoiler rules that you can spoil movies based
Where
on.
Where are my history
thing.
Buffs at? You know how this goes.
So you go and sit through what I thought was a boring movie called Argo. And then I know it's okay. It's okay if you like it. And then they're on the plane.
Oh, this very is very generous. Only,
yeah, thank you. I'm here to decree.
You have my you have cool. my permission to enjoy it. As long as you die soon.
I just want people to know that I understand.
I can't wait for The Hobbit.
I'm already mad at everyone who wants to see it. You'll love it. No, I know. I don't like that kind of stuff either, but you'll love it. No, I don't like Harry Potter. I don't like The Hobbit. I don't like swords. I don't like wizards.
I have a movie story related to Jed Kirkman.
Me? Earlier
in our friendship, we were going to go to a movie together, and I was running through the list of movies, and one of them, I think, was the first Lord of the Rings movie, maybe, and you went, ugh, nothing with swords. It's so specific.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff.
You know what's a deal breaker?
At least I'm consistent, right?
No swords.
Right.
Laser fights with wizards shooting beams of differing, like, that one hurts more than that, I can't. That's why I don't like Harry Potter, where they're like, blue lazam! Red Lazam.
Blue
like,
Lazam.
This is all bullshit. Fucking end it. End it now. I don't mean to be so bitter. So you see Argo. They're on a plane. This will get a laugh you go on a date. Okay. Maybe take it.
Wait, are you on a date on a plane?
No. They're on a
this
plane.
This is an expensive date.
You're Jen Kirkman. You're watching Eat, Pray, Love on a plane. Turn to the man you're next to. Assume it's a date. Then you're on a date. Then it's cheaper. Go on a date. To see Argo for this purpose only.
Wait a second.
At the end of the movie, I'm almost home.
Okay.
At the end of the movie, when they're all on the plane, just go, middle seat. I mean, that's the best joke you're going to get.
And then this is me later on the phone with my friend. It was funny when he said it, but it's just the shout out in a movie. It's like, so I have to see him again to know if he's funny or crazy. I don't know. Fucking, why am I dating comics?
And he said it like he had said it on other dates before. Like, he was too perfect. You know what I mean? What did he say? He said, middle seat. I know it's funny. It's funny. It's funny. It's funny. It's funny. He does a pretty good Javier Bardem. Car horn, please.
Or what about just if you're watching the trailer for Flight during the when the plane is plummeting, you can just go, middle seat!
All this and a middle seat! Or you go, I know I agreed to the exit row stuff before, but forget it!
I'm gonna open that door and get the hell out. That's my plan. Don't tell the stewardesses or flight attendants.
I like a good
if they day. Prefer to be called that. Does anybody hunger for games?
Yeah!
Let's do it! Stop looking at my things.
Batman shouldn't fight crime in the day. That's all I want to say.
Okay. You're on the record.
It's official.
I asked Carl Jensen, our special guest today, what his favorite game is of all the other games we play besides Leonard Maltin, and he said, build a title. So let's play a round of that, and we'll let you go first, Carl, and then from Carl we'll go to Jen, because she's great at this. She's already having a meltdown.
What if I go first and I can't even think of anything?
You just say a word, the next word, and build on it, right?
I know how to play it.
No, I don't.
Hey, Carl, if you want to kill and replace somebody in comedy, Nick Thune is the one.
Yeah.
You have a real Nick Thune thing going
Thune-esque.
On. Thune.
Thune. I played this in Seattle, did I?
Not?
I don't know.
Oh, this is like a riddle.
Who am I?
We got fucking Yoda on the panel all of a sudden.
Yeah, Yoda.
That's from a movie called Star Wars.
I did.
Saw it in the theater.
Was that a question?
Star Wars was the last movie you saw in a theater?
No, but I did see it in the theater for anyone who wants to come at me.
You know what always takes me out of that scene is the tiny thing of soup that he's making? Yoda's making that tiny...
Not the rubbery puppet voiced by Grover?
No, I'm fine with that.
I heard he's a child molester.
That's Elmo.
What? Grover is a child molester.
Is he?
No.
Elmo.
It's Elmo.
Well, don't besmirch the good name of Grover, sir.
He taught us
the difference between near and far.
I love that. It's Elmo. It was Elmo.
Wait,
like very matter-of-factly. No, it was Elmo molested
the
people.
The guy from the documentary is a child molester?
No. Accused and also cleared already, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. He did fuck someone who was 16 or something like that.
It was a real tempest in a teacup.
Basically, if it was Shakespearean times, it would have been fine.
At the time, right?
If it was Shakespeare times, it'd be fine. And people were already pregnant with their second child by 13. But now it's like, you can't fuck a 16-year-old.
Yeah. In Shakespeare times, if you had an Elmo, they would have burned you. Laser.
Okay, I'm ready to play.
Hashtag laser.
I'm just saying, it's not enough soup for Luke. He's been doing backflips in the swamp. It's like, thanks a lot for your like fucking two leaves. Two leaves in a fucking... thin, clear broth. You know how much fucking concentration this force shit takes? And it's really nice, a lot of headroom, and you're fucking hot. What is this, a stone igloo? Fuck you.
At My Giant Sausage suggested...
Is this from Jen's book? Laser. On a roll. Try Javier now. You go.
Would you like to go for a weekend in Oviedo?
I would like to take you.
I will take you.
I find
let's,
it very
the
beautiful.
The three of us, let's just go there and we will make love
we
for the entire
wine.
Weekend in Oviedo.
Perhaps I could take off your panties. Just in a way that...
Yeah, then at the second part of the date, he just started seeming like he was going to make out with some guy at the end of the table.
The starting title, Carl, is Friday After Next. Friday After Next.
Sorry.
Yeah, and you're not next.
Can I go?
No, you're not next.
What about next Friday after next?
It would
wait,
be Friday.
Friday, Friday after next.
Isn't the second one called Next Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you're just
so you want to go Friday after next Friday?
But can it be next Friday after next?
No, because the movie's not... Oh, yeah.
I can't build backwards.
Yeah. It checks out, Doug. The kid's story
it
checks out.
It does check out. It does work.
Why did we both think that was wrong?
Because I pre-assumed that someone would say after next Friday.
I know a place we could listen to Spanish.
So we have next Friday after next. So Jen needs a movie that ends with next or begins with next.
Oh, shit!
Because if it was going to be Friday, I would have said Friday the 13th, but I can't. So I will say... Is next stop a movie?
You'll say you're out. Paul?
Next Friday after next stop. I think that's a movie, Next Stop.
No, it isn't. It's Paul.
Not to be one. Next.
Next Friday after next
Friday.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't either, Jen.
I was gonna.
Pete, you need one that ends at next or begins with Friday.
Next
or
Friday.
Or day. Or day.
Or yeah, begins yeah. with X'd.
Or ends with X'd, I should say.
That wouldn't work. Stop guessing movies, Jen. You got anything, Pete?
Yeah.
Three.
Next Friday two, after next Friday the 13th.
The 13th. Okay, very good.
You know what?
I know.
All right, Carl. Carl, you need
don't bring that treasure
something
over
that
here,
begins
Holmes.
With 13th.
I'm on some date or, that you brought to a show.
14th. Or ends with next.
13th. Next.
Or neck would work.
Neck?
Yeah. Next.
Friday the 13th. What? Oh, it could be
that might be the end of it.
Could be the anything.
No, it can't. Shut up.
This is my show, Doug. Friday the 13th, the day the earth stood still.
No.
Friday. Next Friday night after next Friday the 13th.
Psychopaths. There were
ghosts.
More. Really?
No.
That's just 13.
No,
ghosts,
but there was. So Carl's out. And Jen's still out.
Oh,
we go
I was going
to
say the 13th.
You're still out.
13th
Don't
wolf.
Say it.
13th wolf.
Don't say anything.
Why can't I say 13th wolf? That's funny.
Okay, yeah, that's fun.
That was funny. That was funny.
13th wolf.
13th wolf.
That was very funny.
I was worried was you were going to say a real answer when it's on Paul now.
Teeth wolf.
Teeth wolf.
Teeth wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not getting any less funny the more we say it. I'm enjoying it more and more.
You're a good friend.
It is growing.
What would you add to 13th?
Next Paul. Friday after next Friday, the 13th day? Isn't there a movie called The 13th Day?
Audience? Sure.
Don't give me sure. I want to earn this.
Sure. Worst fact checker. Who's in 13th day?
No, it's 13 days.
That's 13 days.
Ah.
You sons of bitches.
Should have gone Teenth Wolf.
I feel there
yeah,
must be a movie.
So
that ends
sorry,
in
Paul.
Next,
you're
this
out.
Is sad.
You know what that means,
Pete.
Next exit.
You're the one that said Friday the 13th, right?
It is me.
Yeah. Yes, you win.
Right. By default.
Yeah, let's just make it clear when people win by default, to be honest.
I believe there was a motion picture called 13th Floor. Yeah, starring Craig Bierko, past and future guest.
I am aware of the Mr. Bierko film. I couldn't even remember his first name.
I just said it.
I know.
But you win, you win.
Yay!
Yeah, Paul, so Pete gets Hooray. To start off the Leonard Maltin game. And apologies to Comedy Bang Bang, something I won't have to say much anymore.
And to Craig Bierko. Why?
Oh, you didn't hear Comedy Bang Bang is
dead.
3 weeks and out.
3 weeks? Oh, the live show is no more.
Yeah.
I got an email from Scott. I thought he just meant for the year.
No, no. That's
nope.
it.
I should read it.
You killed it, Pete. Congratulations.
I wasn't on that email.
Good job, Pete.
Why are they doing that?
You'll have to talk to Scott about that, and he's just one person. I don't know why you said they.
Why is
him.
The Scott Aukerman Consortium doing this?
That's what you sound like.
My father only writes in Spanish. He feels learning another language would, pollute.
It's actually not bad. We should go watch
it. It's not that bad. Yeah, let's go watch
that
it.
That is
yeah.
not a bad Liam Neeson impression.
Do you guys watch Walking Dead?
I have a very specific set of
fucking
skills.
Governor, I just keep thinking he's Liam Neeson.
He's doing Liam Neeson's American accent. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got excited about it.
TV. Hit the car horn. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. You guys need to pick name tags from the audience.
Right.
Yeah. Go get them. Physically get up. Pick a name tag you want to play for.
There's Joe
with some sort of action figure over there.
It doesn't.
We've got a young lady. Are you Asian? She's got a face mask on with her name on it. Trevin has a picture of Trevin holding a picture of Trevin holding a picture of Trevin. So that's some trippy shit.
That's great.
Oh my God, it's real movie popcorn. Is it okay to eat?
That's the same popcorn hobos.
Did you just come from the cinema?
Yes.
What'd you see?
Skyfall.
Skyfall.
You're just going to really eat it? I feel like people's dirty hands have been
in
it.
Did anybody
see
Lincoln? I didn't see that. No?
Oh, you know what my feeling is about Lincoln? Too much dench.
There's not drugs in this, is there? Okay.
Yeah, AMC sells bags of popcorn drugs.
No, I don't know if the kids put drugs in it as they do.
But what's the name of the person you're playing for, Jennifer?
Hobbit? I guess.
What's your name, seriously? It's supposed to be a name tag.
Gandalf.
All right, he says he's Gandalf.
I'm trying to keep an open
Hi,
mind.
Hi, Gondorf.
Who are you playing for, Paul?
I'm playing for, I believe, Kate. And she has made this lovely poster, Planet of the Kates. And it's like a Planet of the Apes poster, but she put herself in there. It's like Zelig.
Nicely done, Kate. Who are you playing for, Carl?
I'm playing for Lisa, and this is a turkey owl.
It's my dinner. It's a little turkey owl that has a name tag name says Lisa on it. It's one of the cuter name tags I've seen. Next to Trevin.
The best thing about this poster is if you look closely, he did it in pencil first. So he actually tried. This isn't like phoning it in. He went for it. This was draft two. He inked it. There's credits on the back. Penciling by Trevin. Ink by Stanley. Whenever James Bond fucks somebody, like he's fighting crime and then a minute later he's fucking them, am I the only one that's like, where's the condom? Is it in his watch? I want to see where it is.
Paul and I are starting our own podcast called Side Convo.
We just made dinner plans.
So we couldn't stop eating the popcorn. Oh, it's fun for no one else.
This is what show business is like. It's as glamorous as you think it is.
I really want to win this and do well for
The Hobbit.
I don't.
Just saying, Spider-Man is a daytime crime fighter.
Oh my God, Pete, we had this conversation backstage.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You cannot reheat.
8-11, never forget. Moment of silence.
What is it?
8-11?
8-11. Oh shit, sorry. I was there.
Wow, something happened to Jennifer on August 11th one year. August 11th.
Like one guy tried to get the oh started and no one joined in. Like, nah, dude, that was not even on the line. That was fine.
It's just dumb.
I'm not upset.
I think when you're at the airport and you buy a combination
what?
Wait,
of wait. This can't possibly be about movies me.
It's about 9/11.
No, let's just
that
play
doesn't count.
The greatest story ever told.
It was like a movie, wasn't it? When we saw it on TV.
All right, Pete, you get to pick a category.
That would have been the time for that guy.
God, that was what sucked about 9/11. 9/11, there was only one movie on TV that morning. I was flipping around. I was like, why is everybody showing the same movie? All right. It's Gerard Butler's birthday today.
Hooray?
My
sentiments exactly.
How old is he?
I don't know.
This is cake.
That's him, right? Thank you.
Why is this your impressions workshop?
I don't know. I can't stop. He kicks the cake into a crevasse.
Impressions for the first time.
This. It's not bad. This is good. This.
The stuffed animal killed itself because it can't take it anymore.
No, she was just getting on her mark. There we go.
Okay, it's Gerard Butler's birthday.
Pete, is the secret to doing impressions immediately saying, that's pretty good right after
yeah,
you do it?
Yeah, yeah. I know you're joking, but kind of.
Marty, gigawatts, that's good.
It was good. Didn't it feel good to try? Since when do things have to be good to be fun?
Yeah, you're right. At Kyle Petty, P-E-T-E-E, suggested Pig in a Blanket, and that's movies, bless you, Jennifer. Yes. That's movies where Kevin Bacon has sex. Pig in a Blanket. Bless you again. Are you allergic to movie trivia?
I think so. I think I'm allergic to dork shit. Look at this. Ever since I got this Hobbit bag.
Ever since you picked the Hobbit bag, you picked it.
I know. I'm just making
a joke. And
it's
not even a name tag.
Why
I don't know what these guys were fucking
thinking. Why does
everyone
take when I speak so seriously? Like I'm like guest lecturer Jen Kirkman. Everything I say.
All right, Pete.
I have a Gollum impression.
At, you know what?
God.
And I bet it's precious, but we're going to have to wait. We're going to have to hold. We got a.
That was great.
Apologies to Comedy Bang Bang. At DKTAS Juicebox. What kind of fucking name is that on Twitter? Suggested 4 more years, and that's films that are a sequel that came out 4 years or more after the original.
Oh, I'm going to run that category.
Or Kevin Bacon having sex or Gerard Butler films. Which one would you like, Pete?
Gerard Butler films.
All right.
I can only think of one.
I love your poker mouth.
On the 4 more years one, if we had picked that, I bet Sherlock Holmes would have been a good one. But anyway.
But we might do it later.
Was
oh,
there
sorry.
4 years between the two Sherlock
I don't
Holmes?
Know, but it's, I
it's
feel
so
like
hard
it's
to
close.
Tell. It's all a game of shadows.
All right, go ahead. I wanted to win.
I just can't deduce. Okay, we're having fun. You opened the corny joke drawer with Precious. Now I want to play.
Precious was not in a corny joke drawer.
She was in a bigger drawer.
I had no high fives. There's Ooh. No high fives in comedy.
High five denied
that
by Doug
That was one
Benson.
Of the best jokes I've ever made in my life.
Pete had to go in the crowd like Leno to get his high five.
Wow. Wow. That really hurt. That really made my balls go into my body.
It just occurred to me that he did that with the audience because other comedians stopped liking him. I'll get approval from these people. If not my peers.
That is excellent.
Yeah, get it where I can, you know.
That was good, right?
Ain't that bad.
Maybe we go to Oviedo. Drink some wine. Have you about them?
Lenny Milton gives us 2.5 stars.
2 stars.
It's from 2008, and it's Gerard Butler is in this movie.
Yep.
And
what more do you need to
yeah,
know?
Really.
Goodbye.
Leonard says that Gerard Butler's character is a jack of all trades.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that can't help you at all.
Is that stabbing
and then
shielding?
He also calls the movie a clever, intricate tapestry.
Is there anything about abs?
And Leonard lists 11 names, and we only have time for one round tonight, so make it count. How many names do you think you can get it in?
PeteHolmes.com.
We do the plugs at the end, but that's cool.
I think I can get it. And how many names is
it? Out of 11.
I think I can get it in 9-11 names.
Oh!
I know, right?
Pick one of those two numbers.
Okay, I'll say, I can't get it. 11 names.
All right, Paul.
Oh. Pete, name that movie.
You are a dick. You are a magical dick. You are a basket of dicks floating on the Nile. Or a basket of abandoned dicks. After my precious riff, she's in a bigger drawer. This is how you treat me.
A bastard in a basket.
Ah! Right?
There we go.
That was pretty good, right? That was a good one.
Okay, do the names. I hope one of them is the guy who played Magneto. A weird prophet lady who licked a girl.
It's so consistent. The most disruptive people will look right at me and insist that I keep the game going right before they derail it further. All right, here's your 11 names. Don't touch my paper.
I'm not going to.
You're playing for Triscuits? Trevin.
I play for Triscuits.
No, you're playing for Triscuits. We've got some Triscuits backstage.
Ooh, that's a sharp cracker.
Yeah, we will...
Do you want to really feel what you're eating?
Pete, put it back in the drawer. Put it in the drawer.
I'll put it in the precious drawer. Mm-hmm. She's hungry.
All right. Here's good. Your 11. It's not chicken. Here's your 11. Hey!
Oh!
That girl enjoyed a bucket of chicken. I'm not. I'm not gonna say otherwise, because I remember.
All right, Gerard Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Gerard.
What? This isn't the repeat Gerard Butler's name game.
Okay.
This is, I give you the 11 names, uh-huh. Then you don't name the movie. We declare Paul the winner, and we're done.
But what if I know the name of the movie?
You can't, you have nothing.
Ah, fuck,
you have
okay.
Nothing more to do here than just eat popcorn and sneeze and.
But can
and,
I say
and
one
worry
thing?
About someone in the audience having a sword.
If he can't name the movie, so now we know Paul wins, can I say it so that people know
sure,
that I know it?
That'll
okay,
be fun.
Thank you. Okay. Because I feel like I don't know stuff, but I want to. I think I know this.
Okay, I don't think you do. All right. The 11 names are Jim Mystery.
Oh!
Chris Ludacris Bridges.
Luda?
Luda. Move, bitch. Jeremy Piven.
Yes.
Is that what he sounds like?
Nope. I know I can't stop.
Toby Kebbell, Carol Roden, Tom Hardy.
Oh.
Idris Elba.
Uh-huh.
Mark Strong.
I love Elba pasta.
Thandie Newton.
Ooh, Fig Newton. Just going to free associate because I'm not going to get it.
It was terrible that no one would listen to that board list. Hurricane Sandy's coming. Thandie Newton. Tom Wilkinson. And Gerard Butler.
Oh.
Name that movie. Pete Holmes. You have 3 seconds.
Is the classic Gerard Butler movie called...
Where's Planet of the Cates?
Scottish.
Because she can come get her prizes.
Butler.
Where are you at? There you are.
What is it? I want to know what it is.
Well, of course we've got to let Jen show off and.
I don't think it's this. Is it the Bounty Hunter? Why is that funny? Wasn't he in that?
Ludacris
yes,
wasn't
yes,
in the
but Jennifer Aniston would have probably been mentioned in the top okay, 11 names.
I did think she was in the Bounty Hunter, but I'm like, I'll just give it a whirl.
Is it John Adams meets Ludacris?
Carl, do you have a guess?
No.
Smart play.
Yeah.
It's a Guy Ritchie film called Rock and Rolla.
Never heard of it.
Guy Ritchie doesn't remember that movie.
I remember that name.
Well, congratulations, Paul F. Tompkins. You did it.
I couldn't do it.
What was the Gerard Butler movie that came out last week? Pete, go.
Last week?
Yeah, last week.
Bounty
Carl?
Hunter.
Go.
Ghostbusters.
Jennifer, go.
What was the question?
The Hobbit.
Gerard Butler movie that came out last week.
301.
Or like 2 weeks ago. Charfing.
Charling for charge.
Shaving.
Downton Abbey.
Chasing Mavericks. And what's his new movie that's coming out in a couple of weeks?
Gerard Butler, stop making sense. He does a shot-for-shot remake of the Talking Heads concert film.
It's got the most generic... It's like Playing for Keeps. Playing
a Christmas
for keeps.
Channel.
Well, what about Keeping for Play?
He is... Gerard Butler is on a... He's on a crash course with making things no one knows about even when they're happening. Even when they're out, no one knows about Gerard Butler movies.
Oh, can I tell you about a movie I'm going to see next week?
We're 6 minutes over. Go.
Liz and Dick on Lifetime. I can't fucking wait
yeah,
for that.
Oh, yeah, that's going
to
be interesting.
If anyone wants to come
did
over.
Did it have
yeah,
to
yeah,
be
yeah.
Liz and Dick?
It
did. Somebody
no, it's yes, it yes. did. Yeah, Elizabeth and Richard was taken.
And also,
did you say the name of the movie?
Them.
Liz and Dick. Oh, it's called Rock and Rolla.
Rock and Rolla.
Oh, yeah.
Rock
have you ever been Rolla. To the Rock and Rolla Hall of Fame? It's over-stylized and no one goes there. It's a Guy Ritchie joke. Mm-hmm. He kind of goes over the top. He's very big moves, bold choices. Then it's a play off the Cleveland Museum. There you go.
If you found out that was just a guy impersonating a car horn, all your impressions would look stupid.
That guy does a horn. Michael Winslow is here?
Hey, we need some shitheads. We need Trevin to come up here and write down his shithead. The Gandalf.
Come on, Trevin!
Gandalf needs to come write
look
it down.
Look alive!
Is there one on the back of this thing? Lisa? Yeah, just anywhere on there.
Trevin, thank you.
Oh, does sorry, Lisa Jen, want this ahead. Back? Where's Lisa?
Sorry, Trevin.
Where's Trevin, Lisa? Thank you for the popping corn.
Here you go, Lisa.
Oh, why don't I go fuck myself?
What's happening?
I thank Trevin for the popcorn, and his response to that was to turn his back to me and walk off the stage. My day, we have a little something
like
called
your
manners.
Coat a lot.
Thanks, man.
I would like to
Gandalf
have it.
Or Trevin?
I just want to look at you people over here for a while. Hello, thank you for waving. It's always appreciated. Not required.
Do you have any plugs, Paul? Any plugs?
Plugs? When is this drop, Doug?
Day or two from now.
I'm just going to keep on being great all the time.
So look for that. Look for that in stores. You can digitally download that. Jen Kirkman, what do you got any road dates coming up or anything?
Yeah, my Tumblr, jenkirkman.tumblr.com, but I'll be the headline in the Hollywood Improv this Saturday night, and then you can buy my book on Amazon, not the Twirnal, but it's called I Can Barely Take Care of Myself. Okay, thanks.
Signing out. Carl Jensen, going back to, we didn't really ever talk to you, I apologize.
That's fine.
You're going back to Phoenix, where you live.
Yeah.
And
How great was it going to be? He lives in Phoenix.
Thanks for picking me, even if you didn't.
Even if I
he
didn't.
He did.
Oh, he did.
He
okay.
did. This is yeah. sincere.
I have a Twirnal coming out.
That's very funny.
Nicely.
Right?
Hashtag laser. Really? So, Pete, what do you want to say here at the end of the show?
I want to say that I'll be at Helium in Portland, and I'll be at Helium in Philly, and then I'll be at the Gramercy Theater in New York City on December 21st, which is the day the world ends, according to the Mayans. So if you want to share the end of the world with me, come see stand-up.
Aren't you playing Cobbs in San Francisco soon, too?
Uh-huh, December, November, and then, oh, we're doing a live You Made It Weird that weekend as well, yeah. November 28th.
Fun times. Yep. And I'll be at the Miami Improv December 15th with Graham Elwood, and all my dates are at DouglasMovies.com. And thanks again to Paul Tompkins, Jen Kirkman, Carl Jensen IV, and Pete Holmes. Thanks, Doug. And as always, Lord Sauron is a shithead.
He is a shithead. Always yeah. watching a shit.
Comedy Bang Bang is a...
No, Comedy Bang Bang Ending.
I'm sorry. Comedy Bang Bang Ending is a shithead. Yeah, and John Wilkes Booth is a poopy head.
That's true.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another cocky. Eyes of both his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause